Today's podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. From online stores to websites, analytic tools, and marketing, anything to start your web presence can be found at squarespace.com.
Welcome, everybody. Can they hear us? Can they see us?
They better.
All right. Then we're going to make use of it. We're not going to put this night to waste.
We're not?
We're going to savor every second. We are on camera, live, and electronic.
Savoring every... How do you savor every second of life? You just like...
Ooh. Yeah.
Ah. Ooh, this chair. Ah. Wait. Ooh. Ah. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
You guys start savoring.
I always do when people say, Sean, stop being so happy. And I just like can't see who I am.
Sean is a savory fellow.
Yeah.
he's a walking definition of umami.
That's right.
Rocco savors. You squeeze the most.
Rocco
out of
is the king of savoring. Looking for some top tier savoring over there. Go to Rocco.
Savor the day.
Here's what you do. And this is something I saw at a young age and it inspired my savoring abilities. You watch the movie. There was a little animated movie by one of the most influential animation studios, the Beatles. And they made a movie called Yellow Submarine. If you've ever seen it, there's one part in the movie. Have you guys seen it?
Luminis. And that whole thing?
No,
it seems too trippy for me.
It's okay. A drug thing, yeah.
Well, there is. I saw it when I was a kid.
Too British.
My dad made me sit through that thing. Actually, I love it now.
What else did he make you do before you watched?
What does that mean? Smoke a doobie?
Well, that's
what are you implying over there?
I thought that's how the only way it worked.
Listen to Cheech and Chong records, but
okay. But anyway, so you're watching a cartoon with your dad.
There is one scene in that movie. I don't know if they were all, you know, there when they made it.
Mm-hmm.
There is a scene doobie where heads. It literally says on screen, "Our life is the average life is made of I don't know how many minutes." 525,600 minutes. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
It says that the average life is 525, whatever.
I think that's actually the minutes in 1 year.
It is.
Oh, whatever.
It is. But
well, how long does someone live? That's up to
multiply that number times 35. That's the average lifespan.
I thought so it was a T cell count thing.
That many million minutes.
Yeah.
An average life is that many minutes. And then it says, and a minute is a long time. Watch this. And literally in the movie, it counts through a minute.
What?
There are animated weird versions of numbers that come in.
It ticks through.
Two, wow.
That sucks.
Three.
I.
Four. You know, and that scene,
yeah.
The average Joe,
Normie.
Palooka walking down the street might say, this scene's boring. But that gave me perspective. And I said, yeah, it is. And you can really don't let them just pass by. Savor each one. Oh. It's savoring training. Watch Yellow Submarine. It's training. To savor.
I had a similar experience. Can I share it?
Yeah.
I also watched a movie that taught me how to savor, and it was a genius movie by a couple of geniuses. There was a scene in this movie where this guy goes, "This steak, I know it's not real.
Oh, come on!
I know it's just a bunch of digits." A giga blast telling my brain
please
that it tastes good and I know it's giga fake blast. But you know what,
it's the 5G giga telling my brain,
you know what, yeah, but I have to savor it.
Yes, Joey Pants, savor it.
And ignorance is bliss theme song,
come on. I have to piss so bad. Can we pause this whole thing?
Yeah. Why didn't you go before?
Sure. Wait, no, seriously. You pee and we won't do anything.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Back.
A minute 60 seconds.
Hold on.
Thank you guys
so
much.
A piss is a long time.
Yeah, I'm going
to... Oh, I'm going to watch that scene here. I'm going to bring my phone. I'll watch the scene while I...
Okay.
It'll feel like a vacation.
Get it ready. Nice. I'm counting down now. Go ahead.
You know what? We're not going to talk about anything new. I'm going to talk more about Yellow Submarine. It's fucked up that the Beatles say a minute is a long time. Watch this.
I just
one.
They subject.
I have never
you.
Seen that.
Yeah,
I just did that with Lennon the other day.
Well, I was going to make a joke before you say your thing. That's like the equivalent of like a fart smells bad, and you fart in their face, or like a slap hurts.
That's true.
You know, a minute is a long time, and then you and waste then you, a minute. Yeah, how cruel! Anyways, what did you do?
Well, I told Lennon, I was like, how long until dinner was ready? Like 5 minutes. And she's like, how long is a minute? I was like, well, let's sit here and find out. So I just like put my clock up. I'm like, let's go. And we just like watched the clock go for a minute. I'm like, that's how long a minute is. So five of those. No, but now four. Good news for you. So
you know, it that's always the thing, gets better.
Like, did I teach her anything in that moment? I don't think so. But how else are you going to find out what a minute is? You got to experience
it.
No,
you taught her quit asking stupid questions. I think it's good.
She was like, I'm fucking bored. I hate this.
Do you have a clock with a second hand?
Like, you're
you
cooking. Like a, yeah, my phone.
My parents would point to like, stopwatch. Like when how many circles around and stuff like that when I was a kid.
But time is an interesting concept to teach.
Sure. I was joking. It's not a stupid question.
Well, I mean, and also, now it's like, it's all the concept of tomorrow and yesterday fucks kids up. And it fucks me up, too.
Speaking of time, ladies and gentlemen, that is how long a piss is. And a piss is a long time.
Yeah, dude. I watched that scene. It felt like I was on vacation.
Did you wash your hands?
Felt like I was in the Bahamas.
Hell no.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're moist.
That's a waste of time.
I never not wash my hands.
California's going through a drought. We ain't washing
hands. To ask me that was a waste of time, which is a long time.
It rained this weekend. Who's washing hands? You got free water in the sky.
Yeah. Come on. And free Wi-Fi if you know your neighbor's password. It's all great.
Right. That's right. And free PS5s as soon as you post that address.
Did anybody else see that?
No, I have no idea.
That. I don't know if this is real, but I saw a picture that was tweeted out, and it was a garage full of PS5s. Some of them were console, some of them were digital. It said, fuck your feelings. $1,100 for the console, $900 for the digital.
What the fuck?
And then somebody responded with a picture of boots, a black mask, and a gun, and it said, free once they post that address. So I don't know. How that ended up or how that all worked out.
And then I thought I saw something. I could totally be confusing this with something else, but I thought that same poster or whoever tweeted that in their profile, it said like, you know, Mike from Kansas City or something. It's like, oh, so you're in Kansas City. Okay. It, like everyone was just like, where is he? Where is he? Yeah, it was not good.
Damn.
But anyway.
That's why if you're going to pull that shit, you need to have a secure building called Walmart.
Yeah.
You gotta
keep them there. Lay away.
Yeah. Take them to Walmart.
Stick it in the back.
Or don't post it.
Yeah, don't post it. Do backroom deals.
When I got my PS5 and I treated it like a treasure. I would transport it around like wrapped in a garbage bag because I just like, I don't even want to see this.
Yeah, that's how I treat my treasure.
In a garbage bag. You don't hide it in plain sight.
Garrett did come in here. This is all that's hitting me. You came into the studio. Garrett, our poor friend Garrett, has to do all the updates here because it takes too long to do it at his house. Yeah. So he has to transport
his kids. Internet's bad at home, right?
Real
right.
bad.
Okay.
So, but yeah, you walked in and you're holding a trash bag. And like, I got it. And you're all excited and you walk, but you didn't want people to see the box.
Long
why you did
walk
that?
From the parking lot, my friend.
Hey, wow. I did the same thing.
You did?
Because now I got some in my office. I have a couple bags from Comic-Con where... Like, I got, like, the Ninja Turtle
huge.
Exclusive, so they give you, you know, they give you a huge shopping bag that says fucking April O'Neil on it or whatever.
Right.
So, I just put it in that. I was like, I never use these bags. And, yeah, I don't know. It was, I had to walk through a lot of situations to get to my car. I didn't want to be like, hey, guys, PS5, hi. I ended up getting mine. My order got screwed up. The one that I had one through Amazon.
Yeah.
And again, I just want to reiterate, had to pay for it myself, which we'll get into that later.
Sad day.
I actually feel sorry for you.
Influence falls a little short.
So bad for you.
I don't know. We'll get into it.
But, I have finished crying. I'm not going to start again. All
right. Well, but anyway, that one got all fouled up and I couldn't get any answers on it. So I ended up, the night the system came out, they went up on Target, like in-store pickup. So I did that, and I went to get one. And even just the walk from Target to the parking lot, I was stopped, like, multiple times.
Oh.
It was like, wait, so what's the stock? Like, what do they have? Like, how many do they have? I don't Go in and ask.
I don't want that conversation.
Yo, so what are you going to get? And it was like, just 5 feet. And I was asked in that all situation, these questions.
I'm a master of diversion. I'm holding the PS5. They're like, how many they got? I'm like, they're free. They're inside. They have hundreds. Go get them. See, get in the car and speed off.
I did do kind of something like that because I went to Starbucks afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't go to Starbucks too often, but I was like,
you're celebrating.
I did not sleep that much the night before. So I was like, no, I need a coffee immediately. So I pulled into the drive thru and I forgot it was in the seat next to me. So the guy gave me the coffee. Oh, is that the new PlayStation?
Yeah.
And I went, nah, it's the old one. I'm tossing it. And I drove off and I could hear him go, what? So that was fun.
You had maximum interactions.
Yeah, I got the whole spectrum. So yeah, when we were here, when I was carrying it back around, I put it in a bag.
We were walking out of here carrying PS5, and a guy, like our neighbor, I felt like a dick, and I felt bad that I felt like a dick because I gave him an honest answer, but I felt like he didn't receive it well.
Oh yeah,
and he was like, "Oh, is that the PS5?" And we were like, "Yep." And he's like, "Is it good?" And I went, "Yep." Yeah. It's like a better PS4.
Yeah, and then he did say that.
He kind of got like, oh, like yeah. I was being a fucking dick. But yeah. I was like, serious.
But you also hadn't played it.
That's the best way to describe it.
But you also, that's like a perfectly good review when you haven't played it at all.
Right.
Is it good? It's better than the last one.
It's like a better PS4. But also, if you've played a PS4, you know what you're getting. Yeah, it's a PlayStation.
Yeah.
I was just trying to be honest with the guy, and I felt like maybe I should have been like, oh, it's wonderful. Wait till you get one.
I think he was my impression was he was waiting for like a game review, like, oh man, new Call of Duty, so sick or something like that. But it was like, no, I don't think any of
us had played a game at that. It was like brand new.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
So. I like plugged it in and played Astrobots. So
yeah.
I can tell him all about Astrobots.
Yeah, go back. Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Go back now and flag him down. Yo, yo, yo.
Do you like Astrobots?
Yo, you big. Yo.
I don't think this guy would.
You a big Astrobot nut? Come over here, man.
You want to go nutty about the bots? What's up?
So
all this PS5 talk.
Yeah. So I wanted to bring it up. Whatever.
You had to pay for it yourself.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
Like a loser.
Yeah.
That's literally what you are.
I've been dreading. I have a lot of thoughts. I'm going to keep them to myself tonight. So,
I mean, you could have had a free one.
Someone got a free one.
But you lost.
Someone's getting a free one.
And you didn't get one.
Rocco's going to go without comment for the rest of the night.
No comment on that. It is whatever the people say. I guess that's how it is. I don't have any more say in the matter. So we might as well get it done.
Let's do it.
Shall we do it?
Yeah.
Okay, is this the...
You're not going to contest the vote again?
The ceremony is presenting.
Yeah.
I'm not yawning because I'm bored. I'm yawning for no reason. Presenting of the PlayStation 5 to the person who guessed the price correctly. I believe it was me.
Well, hey,
I don't really remember.
I don't remember.
All I was saying from the beginning, I was looking out for you too, Derek. I thought you and me had earned something, but I guess I was wrong. That's okay.
Do we have the winner here?
The winner is here. The winner is here. The winner is actually on the board tonight.
Wow, Brian.
Brian
got. Wait, no, not Brian. It's Johnny.
Oh! Johnny won. Johnny's working the board.
Johnny,
tonight.
We had a phantom come in to work the board.
Where's
because,
Brian?
Well, you know, we didn't want him to get upset about this next presentation.
Okay, all right.
And honestly, we want. Johnny's got to work for something. You know what I mean? Like here. Like,
yeah, he's got to earn this.
We
God
didn't
damn
want it to just be like.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, good at guessing numbers. Come on.
Yeah.
Gotta earn it.
Which I don't even know if he was that good, but whatever. Anyway.
You put him in control up there, though.
What do you guys say? Should we do it?
Yeah.
The people have been asking for it.
I think we should do it. But Johnny, when you edit this, can you add like victorious music for yourself and then maybe make a cool compilation of you being excited?
Sure.
Thank you. Thanks, Johnny.
Johnny doesn't get excited. Did you ever notice that?
I get excited. Look at him right now. He's excited.
When Johnny gets excited, he goes, yo!
That's not excited.
He's excited. Look at this. Look how fake that
looks.
That looked so fake. Oh my God, he's faking excitement.
Wait a minute.
Because he doesn't even know how to be really excited.
I've seen Johnny do that to me when I said things. Was he faking it to me?
It's like how Jerry Seinfeld can't really get mad.
Yeah.
Johnny can't really get excited.
He's an actor, man. Yeah. Johnny, all fake emotions.
Johnny,
if we're going to go through with this, can you at least give us a YouTube thumbnail real quick? Can you?
Oh. I'm going to prove my point.
Soy face us.
Like, I'm going to prove my point. Yeah. For everybody at home, watch closely. We're about to do something very nice for Johnny.
Oh, God.
We're going to do something fucking amazing for Johnny. Once in a lifetime event about to happen for Johnny. Watch how excited he gets. Okay. Keep an eye on this guy.
Okay.
All right. Let's go through with it now.
Okay.
All right.
Enough vamping.
Without further ado, the winner of the free PlayStation 5. Johnny, look under your seat.
Oh, boy.
Where?
Come on, bro.
Look under your seat.
Shit. Under there. Oprah style.
Oh!
Fuck you.
Give us a speech.
Well, yeah, there's a thumbnail right there. Thank you for that.
Is he faking it? Are you just doing a face?
Oh, I didn't even see this.
Wow. Look at that. Look how nice we are.
This is fucking awesome.
Yeah, you know what?
You guessed the price the closest.
Don't thank us, because if it was up to us, you wouldn't have that.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's not grateful. Obviously he is. And I'm not saying he's not actually excited. He just can't show it. You know, he's bad at expressing the excitement.
Did that look fake to you too, Derek?
It did. This is what it was. Right close above me.
Yeah. Oh, he's doing McKinnon eyes again.
Fuck you.
Yeah, it was the McKinnon eyes.
He said he didn't see it, but I covered it in a shirt, so maybe he was telling the truth. There.
Johnny,
it's dark up there.
Mm-hmm. It's dark.
I should have won the PS5 because I would have been so fucking excited.
Can you pretend you won it? Can I see what you would have done?
Yeah.
Yeah, can somebody hand me that PS5?
Yeah,
Johnny, toss it
down.
Yeah, I'll throw it down.
Toss that fuck.
Okay.
Sean is scaling the...
Hold on. First, I got to go into regular mode.
Is this what it was like while I was pissing?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is how he entertained.
Time. Okay, damn.
He talked about his kids
here,
again.
I'll give you a thumbnail. Here. In case Johnny's is too poorly lit for a thumbnail, go ahead. All right. Can you cut to me, Johnny, please? Close up on me? Okay.
Ew.
This angle. And then Photoshop the PS5 right there. Guys, it's all about YouTube thumbnails. You want to open your mouth as wide as possible. Try guys' technique.
Here we go, Derek.
Okay.
What is this? What's going
Here's
on
Sean.
Here?
Oh, Derek.
What is this? What is this?
Derek.
Oh, shit.
Here is
what?
Your PS5.
No way!
Oh,
what?
You did it, dude!
What? Oh, fuck! Oh, shit! No way! Is it fucking real?
Congratulations,
dude. This is fucking real?
It's real,
dude.
It's
real. It's the one.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck you guys.
Oh.
What the fuck? Can I open this? Is
you
it
can,
real
dude.
If I
no.
All yours?
No. Well, yeah.
Wait,
it's all
no?
yours, dude. You earned it.
No, maybe just leave it sealed.
Yeah, leave it sealed. Leave it sealed.
Let's just turn from excitement to, really sad.
Yeah, well, it's not really yours. It's Johnny's.
Yes, and. You just...
It was just... That was... Kind of that was good. I liked...
I just got so excited.
Well, you can't play it now anyway. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, Johnny, we're going extra long tonight, too.
This thing.
Okay.
Fuck that thing. Slammed it as hard as I could. It's broken now.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Johnny on Tuesday edited it to sound like he really slammed that fucker.
It's not going to take the update now, Johnny.
And then cut out this
delete this clip.
To do yeah.
Why is the camera changing color? I'm turning into a fucking blueberry Willy Wonka shit. You see that?
Violet, you're turning violet.
Do you see that as we're going?
Yeah.
I'm going to fix that.
You're sickly.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God.
You're breaking the...
He's hitting the camera.
Fourth wall got shattered.
By the way, I just want to say my reaction to getting the PlayStation is owned by me.
Yeah.
It's copyrighted by me.
That's 100% you.
If anybody wants to try to use audio of that reaction, especially on Twitch... I will slam you so hard I will own your stream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me.
You can't even do a cover version of that reaction. That's he owns it. Pay the piper.
We should do we want to talk about that at all?
The PS5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just real quick, did I mess it up, Johnny? Is it okay?
Who cares? No,
I think you look like
look bad.
No, I didn't look
great.
It was just changing as we were going. That's not that's not your fault.
That was the camera.
No,
stupid
camera.
This camera changes as we're moving it around and stuff.
Hey, man, it's those tricksters. We're never getting rid of them.
Yeah.
She said we got to learn to live with them.
Yeah.
So just smile and grin. Hi, tricksters. Thank you.
What the fuck?
You're supposed to laugh.
He's talking to the spirits who are tricking our cameras.
I like when Bill Gates tricks my little fucking Microsoft into updating and changing firmwares. Thank you. Sorry. That was a personal problem.
Yo, what happened to this podcast?
Wow.
We went demonic here tonight.
Shit. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry I interrupted. We wanted to talk about what? PS5 stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a good time.
I did.
To do that.
All right. Johnny, make a PS5 theme song. Thank you. And we're back.
And with the PS5 update.
I got it.
This show sucks.
No, it doesn't.
I'm calling it now.
It's good.
This is like,
do we all?
We're pretending to break PS5s and giving them away, and now we're announcing that we got them. Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
I played Call of Duty, baby. Bip, 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 boom. What? Yeah. Nah, this still sucks. I don't know.
No.
What are we going to talk about? We got the PS5.
Here,
all right.
I got.
Nope.
I'm ready.
Nope. We're doing this official. We're doing this right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Mega 64 podcast. This is the number one gaming podcast on the internet. We are here on the precipice of the after night of the release of the PS5. Everyone in the room has one. As of right now, because we just gave Johnny his.
Right.
We all have one, right?
And now we're going to talk about the PS5. We're going to give our official thoughts on the PS5. We're going to review it, and spoiler alert, it's a better PS4. Yeah. That bums you out, I'm sorry, but that's what it is.
It's a great review.
I think this finally got me to, I want a 4K TV. I did not care forever. And now finally, like, I'm playing Miles Morales, Spider-Man, being like, ooh, it looks so good, but it could look a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is the first system. Having a 4K TV now, things look really good on PS4 Pro.
Yeah.
But it was always a matter of, it was always a question of, like, how far is it really going? Like, it looks good, but... You know, it was kind of approximating stuff. Now you could tell it's all like natively 4K. Like it's working really well.
Really?
Yeah.
You could tell a jump between the PS4 Pro and this. Did anybody else have any like problems hooking theirs up? Because I ran into a little snafu.
A problem?
Yes.
No.
Because I have a 4K TV that'll do HDR. And my girlfriend's PS4 Pro plays, you know, 4K HDR stuff all the time. And it passes that signal through our AV receiver as well, no problem. But when I hooked up the PS5, it was about 4 hours of troubleshooting.
What the fuck?
Really?
I could not, because I wouldn't bring myself to play in a diminished quality, and I had a really hard time making everything talk to each other.
Did you try putting the HDMI from the PS5 into your TV?
I did multiple workarounds to try to get, what I eventually did get was everything to pass through the surround sound. Because if I did put the PS5 directly to the TV, I could get HD, 4K, and HDR, but the audio through audio return channel was only stereo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then, into the weeds, whatever, but like after the next night, I had to sleep on it. And when I woke up in the morning, I was reading AV forums at 1 a.m.
Oh, those are fun.
Wait,
1 a.m. just trying to solve this.
Quickly, for everybody at home who's having the same problem, quickly, what is the solution?
You have to get all the settings, and they're all named different things depending on the brand of your three items. The PS5, the TV, and the AV receiver. You got to get the settings in each of those to be HDMI 2.2 HDCCP or some shit enabled.
Yeah.
It's all this fucking technical jargon, and it's really, there's no easy answer.
Trying to help you, everybody at home, but you're here on your own.
Yeah. If you're going to get 4K HDR, you get excited because it's like, oh, I'm going to get this TV. No, it doesn't stop there. Every cable, everything in the chain has to be the same. You have the cables. You need a receiver that can do all that. It's a huge pain in the ass that doesn't present itself until you.
So I don't want a 4K TV.
Viewer, be warned then. but let's bring it back to the PS5.
Yeah.
When I got the PS5, I couldn't figure out, like, couldn't decide what game to play, you know? Because these games are $70 now. They hike the price. And so I feel like I can only invest in one, really. Maybe two. But I want to make sure I'm getting something good. So I meticulously reviewed all of the games that were out. And I still couldn't make a clear decision. I ended up getting two. I got Demon's Souls and I got Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. Kind of didn't think that is what I would end up picking up. I'm interested to see what all of you were playing. I was so close to getting Spider-Man.
That's what I got.
At one point, I was almost going to get Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I was kind of juggling between those four titles, but I ended up on the two that I got. I'll say why in a second, but what are you guys playing?
I'm playing Spider-Man.
Okay.
And I played the Astro. What is it?
Astrobot?
Astrobot, whatever. I went right past that. I didn't give a fuck about that. I'm like, Spider-Man, that's what I want. So I put that in. And then I heard, I think Rocco talking about, like, it's a fun platformer. You should check it out. I loved it. I was not prepared. And, like, I felt like it was such a great presentation to the PS5 because you're, like, in this beautiful level and it's super crazy and fun. And then, like, oh, then I just unlocked the PS1 and then there it is. And it's like, oh, cool. Like, you hear, like, the startup menu. And, like, oh,
yeah. That's cool.
And then you go to the PS2 one and it's like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah. And then, like, by the end, I beat the whole game last night. Like, I had so much fun playing it. But then, like, when you're in the final level about to unlock your system, like, it's a startup menu and the sound that system and that console. And you kind of felt like, oh, man, like, I can't believe we're on the fifth one. Like, I don't know. I felt, like, really good about all of it. So.
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be a tech demo. I didn't know anything about it. Like, oh, yeah, it's going to use everything the controller can do, and it's going to... So I was excited to check it out, but I didn't know it was going to be a legit good platformer and, like, the history of PlayStation, like, tribute to all of it. It was really cool. Yeah.
Derek came in the office and described it... well, you said that Johnny was being a mark for all the PlayStation nostalgia.
Yeah, I mean, it is cool.
But that turned me on, like...
Yeah, it's funny because you're a mark for all the PlayStation. Oh, I think I said, yo, I found, like, a PS2 splitter, and Garrett, you were like, I have that!
Yeah. That's what I'm doing in that game is every time I unlock it, I run across the room and go, like, there's the fucking light guns hanging on the wall on the TV. Trish, look, I got the multi-tap here in that shelf.
It's funny.
She doesn't give a fuck.
Of course not.
It is smart of them. The same way I felt with Jedi Fallen Order when they had the holocron in there. And I was like, this thing's fucking stupid. But then I went to Disneyland and they were selling the holocron. I was like, yo, that's the shit from the game. Yo, I look good now.
You're in the holocron right now, bro.
I'm coming to you straight from the holocron. The PlayStation, putting it in a video game makes me care about things I never cared about.
Because
suddenly the fucking CPU processing thing from the PlayStation VR, which I never even played, suddenly it's like, it's a little piece of... I don't know, hardware. It's like a museum.
Yes.
It makes that crap seem like a collectible item now, which I never thought of it as before. Only now do I realize, like, like, you can't buy those anymore.
You know what?
Yeah.
I felt that way because the one artifact I unlocked, it was the little red handheld gun for the Move controller.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn it. I never bought that. I have almost everything in this game that I've unlocked so far.
That's so funny.
But I don't have that.
What else are you guys playing?
Well, real quick, about that last thing about the game is it was mostly a tech demo for the controller, but I think the controller is what's impressed me the most about the system so far.
Definitely. Yeah.
And, like, I mean, obviously, I'll play more Spider-Man. Like, I've played, like, an hour and a half of it. So, like, I'm enjoying it. It's great. It's more of the same Spider-Man, and it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
But, like, just be, like, you're on the subway as Spider-Man, and then you feel the do-do-do-do of the track in the controller, and it goes from left to right. Like, it just, like, this is fucking crazy. Like, I love the controller. I think it's awesome.
For the triggers for me are especially the hit on there. I played a little bit of, they put out Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition. It's only digital now, but when he like, ignites his sword, like, almost like revving a motorcycle, like that. It was almost like flicking a lighter to ignite it. Like, you had to press down and then you felt the flame come out. Like, you could feel that. Like,
sick.
I mean, it wasn't hot, but you know what I mean? You felt it was like revving a motorcycle almost. It was really incredible. And I think the one thing I'll say about this launch, you know, system launches can be kind of whatever sometimes, you know, like they come out. All right, I'll wait for the games. Okay, whatever. But the PS4, when it came out, it was like, it's the next PlayStation. All right, fine. This one, I will say, does feel like there's something here in terms of, like, oh, there's a new thing here. you know, the specs are like neck and neck with good PCs at this point. They're not way behind like PS4 was when that came out. And the controller is doing really innovative stuff. Like, it was really cool. I thought it was really impressive, you know, kind of out of the box.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I've been playing, I played the Astrobot thing I thought was really cool. I played a little bit of Devil May Cry, some of Spider-Man, and today I finally tried Bugsnax.
All right.
How
was that? I wasn't sure if that was people were like legitimately enjoying the game or if that's a joke.
Yeah, no, I played maybe an hour and I thought it was really cute. I liked it, but then I was talking to you, Derek, and
did I sour you on it a little
bit? Well, no, I had just kind of started it and I was like elated and Derek was like, oh, fuck, what the fuck?
I've been playing Bugsnax 2 and I am getting to a point where
you're further than me.
I'm in the Snackburg or whatever the town. I just arrived there and I'm still early in the game. I know that. But at this point, I'm feeling like, okay, what is the point of this game? You know, like it feels like Pokemon Snap, definitely. And you have to capture these things and you feed them, but like how is it all connected? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
And there's an element that I don't want to spoil, even though I don't know if it's a spoiler or not. I'm not going to mention too much about the game, but I have more questions about like what kind of is the gameplay here? You know, it is very, so far it's been very simple and cute, but I don't know if it's going to hold my attention.
Yeah, I guess I only played a little bit of it. And I was thinking that too. I was like, yeah, I guess if there's not much more to it than this, maybe I don't know if I will.
Yeah.
But the little bit that I played, I thought was really cute. But it was so funny because I came in like I had just turned it on and tried it. And then I came in like, hey, this is really good. And it was I think I made you feel bad, Derek, when I brought it up. You were like, oh, I didn't mean it was terrible. I mean, you would. Harshed my bugs.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be too harsh. I don't want to be a harsh.
But I know what you mean.
Person.
I know what you mean. We both said it like almost at the same time.
Yeah.
But
I think sometimes, I think sometimes when I express an opinion, it becomes off a lot more forceful than I intend. It seems like I really care or hate something. When it's like, oh no, that's just the way I talk.
You have flavorful words.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 But
I guess so. It was I'm playing Bugsnax. Yeah, I'm not. I think I'm done with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Play some more.
But it didn't bother me. It was like, I'd only played a minute of it, so I didn't know if it was going to get any better or not. So, yeah.
Does it utilize the controller in unique ways like the PS5 titles do?
I mean, the haptics and all that stuff feel especially different. Okay. You know, like, just like these other games have been using. But, the thing I liked the most about it was just the first person you talked to was Rita Repulsa's voice actress. So.
Oh, how about that?
That was my favorite part.
How about that? You know, when the Wii U came out forever ago, and it came with that Nintendo Land game, I felt like they used the gamepad in a really cool way, where it's like, it was just a different experience. You never had anything like that. Someone had their own screen. It was super cool. And then they never really used that again.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that was like, I remember like getting that thinking, this is going to change everything. Video games are going to be so much different because of this gamepad, and nothing changed.
You know,
and that was a waste.
I feel like games are games.
Sure.
And then new tech comes out, but it doesn't change the way necessarily people think about like game developers. I would imagine that a creative person would be planning this video game for years and years, maybe sometimes up before they get the chance to make it or have an idea. And then new tech comes out and that doesn't necessarily change the way you're going to make your game. Right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, because again, the controller I think is so awesome right now. And, you know, everything I've played so far is really utilized, you know, everything about it. And I hope that continues with the controller and this, they don't give up on it and be like, and just have it rumble like it usually does.
Yeah, the PS4 controller brought in the touchpad
and
games on day one used that. And then it was like, cool, that's just a big button now. Okay. You know what I mean?
I never really used that touchpad ever. I can't remember a single like good instance.
I think
of
Uncharted,
it.
I cleaned a coin with it and that was it. But why it's easy to think that maybe with this, like, oh, is it going to be like that again? But The reason I feel differently about the PS5 controller is it's all passive stuff. You know what I mean? It isn't like, ooh, now you can wave it around. Now you can smell. It's nothing like that. It's more just adding more texture to what you're already doing. Yeah. You know what I mean? So adding those little feelings in there.
Definitely.
And to
that's
get,
not asking any more of you, you know. Yeah.
To get the feedback on it where, like, you can push the button a little bit, but you have to really, like, it's resisting you. To like activate at this thing that I was using the jetpack, it's like, oh, you feel it. Like I have to like actually like turn this thing on and not just hitting a button. I just thought that's awesome.
Now I'm gonna be the pessimistic voice here. No, no. I'm gonna give the opposite opinion of what you guys have. Not that I'm not enjoying the PS5. I'm underwhelmed a little bit by it. I feel like cool everything you're saying about the controller. Yeah, but. Yeah, when I got it, I kind of struggled with what game am I going to get because nothing struck me as like, wow.
There's no killer software.
That's every launch,
though. Oh, my God. We fucking arrived. Yeah, you're right. That's every launch.
Except the Switch. They were smart and saved Breath of the Wild. That was the smartest thing anyone's ever done.
And I am, and yet I always have to remind myself that.
Yeah.
And so here we go, and I have the PS5, and I open it up, and it's like, yeah, okay, so I can get an Assassin's Creed or Call of Duty or Demon's Souls. Yeah. I know eventually we're going to have really mind-blowing new shit, but I guess maybe my review to that guy did come off pessimistic because I was like thinking, yeah, this is like a PS4, but a little bit better.
But
yeah.
I would argue, I think Miles Morales is the best launch game Sony's ever had.
I
think that is actually, because every PlayStation launch, I can't name something that's really very
good. The Fireworks game, what's that called?
Yeah, the Fireworks game on PS2. What did PS3 launch with?
Well, I ended up getting Demon's Souls. I went on Metacritic, and Demon's Souls was the highest rated game. This is what it came down to for me. Demon's Souls was highest rated at like a 92. Devil May Cry 5 was the second highest rated PS5 game, but I'm really not interested in Devil May Cry, personally. Call of Duty was number 3, and then I think Miles Morales was number 4. Hmm. And I already had the Spider-Man on the PS4, and I feel like I didn't want to rebuy it, so I went and got Call of Duty. When I popped that in, the opening cutscene, then it hit me. I was like, dang. This is next gen. Like, this looks really good. I don't even have a 4K TV. So, this is how it's going to be. It's going to be a slow realization, a slow appreciation, I think. I don't think it's going to hit you right out the gate of like, holy shit, we've arrived.
Yeah.
We've come to the next generation. It's going to be like, okay, you know, as time goes on, like, okay, yeah, we've left that last era. This era keeps getting better and better.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I got to play around a little bit with the new Xbox because that came out this week. My brother got one, and it's interesting the total different philosophies both took. Like, the Xbox has the same layout and everything as the previous Xbox. They didn't change it. I mean, it's been recently updated in the last couple of years. Like, they made it better.
Sure.
But it's their philosophy with it. Like, you hook it up, and it's like... All right, so you had an account before. You want to just move everything over? Yep. All right, you're on the new Xbox. You're good.
Damn.
That's it. It is like you have the more powerful Xbox now. All right, here's all your stuff you had before. You can play the games you had before. Everything's backwards compatible and go nuts. And it's sounds and then rad. You turn PS5 is like welcome to the future. Well, you know, it's like everything is like, you know, magic glitter.
Yeah.
And set up your 4K and feel the haptics of this controller. We've never done this before. You know, it's really trying to like break the wall down, you know. And Xbox is like, no. You're doing your thing. We just gave you a lot more power. And I'm not saying one is necessarily better than the other, but I will say this. The Xbox, they made the layout is better on there now. I still hate that I turn the Xbox on and the menu is still gross to me, and there's like a Geico ad in the middle of it, and it's like, I am so put off by that. But it is better laid out than it used to be, and it's a very powerful system, and they did a good job giving you tons of options when it comes to frame rate. Like, you could go into the menu of the system and adjust frame rate and resolution and this and that. I wanted to do that. You could get really granular with it. Sony doesn't have that, and I will add to that, most people I know have had issues with the operating system, whether it be restarting or it won't power on immediately, or they put it to sleep in the middle of Spider-Man and it wouldn't wake back up.
Oh, mine froze today.
Yeah. I've heard at least one thing like that from everyone I've talked to. So I would say that is to be, you know, if you want one, like, expect that. Like, that's, I'm sure they'll patch it, but.
It was scary as fuck.
Yeah.
I was about to ready to shit my pants.
Really?
I popped in Call of Duty. You have to have an Activision account to play it.
Yeah.
So I try signing up for this shit, and in the middle of it, my game freezes. The whole screen freezes. Okay, scary. I reset, hard reset the PlayStation. It goes black. It comes back on. That menu is still frozen on the screen.
Oh, no.
But then everything, like all the Activision game behind it is gone, and I'm like, this sucks. This is like day two, and my shit's broken. Then I did the big hard reset, unplugged everything from the wall, and it was fine. Yeah. I got that, like, you improperly turned off your PlayStation. Don't do that.
Yeah, the
like,
stern lecture.
Yeah, it's like, reset. No shit. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My, it was scary.
My PlayStation does this thing where if I am going to different HDMI ports or, like, you know, trying to go, like, oh, I want to watch Apple TV or whatever, right? If I go past the PlayStation 5, it turns it on.
Yeah.
But it's like,
it's a setting in the
PlayStation
settings.
Okay, well, I got to fix that.
I got to turn it off, too, because,
because that's not what I want.
Okay. There's a lot of that type of shit in those settings. But like I said, like once you get it all to work, I'm having a great time. Not so much, like you said, Derek, like underwhelmed, but I'm just normally happy. Like this is the first launch console I've gotten in a while. Yeah, I always wait for the PlayStations to become more available than I buy it. This is the first one I got on day one. Mm-hmm. Or technically, I got it 2 days later.
This is, I've never gotten, you're right, me too. I've never gotten PlayStation
before. I always waited until I could go into a store.
And I really do feel, I do think Miles Morales is their, I'm saying that's their best launch game they've ever had, because really, typically, PlayStation, it's like,
why?
All right, it's out, and here's some things to try, it's going to be a year.
Specifically, why is it the best launch title? Like, what is it about that? I keep hearing that, but nobody, I was looking reviews, and I was like, I don't see what is so great about this.
Because Spider-Man was, I mean, that was one of the best games on PlayStation.
Yeah, that
it's a new chapter of it, and it's better than any launch game they've had before. They've had fireworks simulators before, so compared to those.
I had to pick my top five favorite games on the PS4 in general.
Yeah.
That Spider-Man game would be on that
list.
Is
it because it looks so good? Is it
It looks good, but it's super fun. The game itself was just great and fun. And now when I'm flying through New York City, it looked good on the PS4 and it was awesome.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm doing it now and it's like, I was just fucking here earlier this year and this looks incredible. I'm like, and it's so much, I don't know, it's just so awesome.
Yeah.
And so the fact that it came out, like, I would have been excited regardless of when this came out, but it came out at launch, that's just like a fucking cherry on top for me. Like, I'm very excited about this.
Yeah.
Just back to what I was saying, like, I kind of see where Derek was saying, like, it's a better PS4 because I never got a PS4 Pro. So that's why I'm not feeling that underwhelmed, because I waited. So this is like, I never got a Pro. This is the first time I'm getting games in 4K with HDR. Mm-hmm. So I'm playing the free Astrobot game. That's the only PS5 game I'm playing. I'm playing Bloodborne, which is a PS3 game.
Four.
Wasn't Bloodborne originally PS3? No, it was four? Okay.
Those games are PS4.
And then I'm playing Metal Gear Phantom Pain,
Jesus Christ,
Definitive Edition, which is a PS3 but PS4 game.
You know what? I think you got a trophy for that. You got an award because you are literally the only person to play that game.
But I'm also to see what a really, really good PS4 game looks like. I'm playing The Last of Us 2.
Oh, okay.
Not remaster, but The Last of Us 2 on that PS5 looks as, like, you know, top of the line as a PS4 game's ever going to look.
Yeah, a game looking great.
Bloodborne, I'm just learning for the first time, and boy, I'm glad I never paid for a From Software game. And the Astrobot thing, like everyone's saying, is, like, so great at showcasing the PlayStation 5 and all of the new controllers, you know, abilities. Mm-hmm. But after I'm done with that, I'm looking for another PS5 game. I think I'll get Miles Morales.
Yeah, get like, Miles Morales.
Like you guys are saying. I see why. I'm with Derek, though. There's not a killer title. There's not anything I'm like dying
I'm not
to play.
Here, once again, I feel like I'm coming off way more pessimistic than I intend to. I'm not here to shit on the PS5 or even Spider-Man, because I've been playing the PS5 all day. But I was just legitimately like, I couldn't get sold on Spider-Man, and I kept trying to get sold on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you just have to play it.
Yeah, to that's understand exactly it. Yeah, and I was with you, Derek. I played it for 2 hours and I was done with it forever until Beckett kept asking, can we please play that game again?
Yeah.
Please. So finally I cracked and we played it again and I was like sucked all the way in.
Yeah, it really captures the feeling of being Spider-Man, but also like the story of the game actually had like a surprising amount of like emotional like weight to it. Like it was surprisingly like, I don't know. I really like... I was surprised how much I liked it.
Yeah, but all...
Talking about the original.
Is that why it's the best PS5 game, in your opinion, for those reasons? Though?
I mean, I haven't beat the Miles Morales game, but the gameplay is so much fun.
Yeah.
That, yeah. And again, I'm comparing it to past PlayStation launch games, which were a fireworks simulator.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not here to argue. I'm just here asking, like, no, why do people like it so much?
It's fun. Legit really good. That's it. For me, it's just fun. It's awesome being Spider-Man. And from Demon's Souls, that is not fun for me. That I don't enjoy this. It's too hard. And
that's Johnny's bag.
That's just Johnny's thing. That's just fine. If that's your thing, more power to you. It's not mine. I want to fly around the city and shoot webs. That's all I want to do. So it's super fun for me. But
you know, I found out another huge thing that UHD or you know Blu-ray Ultra 4K slot. Like I've never been able to play those.
Yeah.
And we watched Transformers last night.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Fucking full 7.1 in 4K. Like I've never seen a movie look that good.
Oh no.
Weird that it was that one, but. It was that or Underworld.
You should have watched Transformers 2, the perfect movie.
No, Shia's way younger and more handsome. And
I heard he got younger in 2.
It's so funny in trying to find a game for for me, it was just, I didn't want to waste my money. I wanted to buy the game that was going to give me the true PS5 experience.
It's not here yet.
That's why I keep asking about Spider-Man, because I felt like I was looking up so many reviews and I was getting my head twisted. At one point, I was almost about to buy Dirt 5. Dirt fucking 5, because I saw all these articles that were like, yo, honestly, you want to know what the true next gen game is? It's Dirt 5.
Did that start on PS3?
I don't fucking know.
Because I got sucked in on that. I have the first Dirt.
I don't know. I just remember there was a year at E3 they had Dirt, and what was the other game? There was another
Rash.
Called like, Shit or shit. Something.
Dude, I went in and I was like, I was in the store like, you got a copy of Dirt 5? Like, no, we're sold out. And I was like, it's because it's so fucking good. But then I came to my senses. And I was like, I'm not going to like Dirt 5? Like, and then I almost got Assassin's Creed Valhalla. And people were like, this is the greatest game ever made.
No.
And then other people were like, this is the shittiest thing that was ever passed off as an excuse of a video game. So it's hard to get like, you know, you guys are my friends. So I was just wondering like, what was it about? But
I'm with you, Derek. Yeah. I'm just waiting. I'm enjoying the system, but I'm not wowed yet because the big software isn't there yet.
When I got the two games that I did got, and shout out, I have to say, I went to Target to buy these games. I saw a Target employee wearing a Mega 64 mask.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those around too.
And I didn't say hello to you, but I saw you out of the corner of my eye, and thank you for representing. And Johnny was like, yo, this guy wanted to come talk to you so bad. Some other guy ended up helping me, and we talked video games a little bit. And I told him when I bought Dark Souls, I was like, or Demon Souls. He didn't realize it was related to Dark Souls at all. He's like, yo, is this like Dark Souls? I was like, yeah, it is. He's like, this game's hard. And I was like, yeah, I'm probably not gonna beat it. I'm buying it now with the expectation that I'm not beating it. So I feel like that's how you have to go in. And then he flipped over, he's like, oh, Call of Duty, that one's gonna be easy.
Great reviews.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you know, I got both sides of the spectrum. I get tired of getting my ass kicked in Demon's Souls. I'll go get my ass kicked in Call of Duty.
So is the new Call of Duty cool? Or Cause, to be honest, the last one that I played was what came out.
World War II is what I played last.
Yeah, no, and I actually had a decent time with that, but I played the one after that. It was like Modern Warfare. I think it was just called Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
They reset the title or whatever. I played that last year, and I kind of felt I just like messed with the campaign.
Yeah,
but it was kind of miserable. It was like a bomb went off in the town square, and everyone was screaming. Like it was so in reality. I was like, yeah. I don't really want to do this.
Truth be told, I have not played the single player yet because it's been such a goddamn fucking pain in the fucking ass to get the single player of Call of Duty installed.
Really? Oh, really? Oh.
It is in big? 3 different parts. It's literally like download and install part 1, download and install part 2. And I already talked about how it froze my PlayStation, whatever. But the reason I bought it was because the single player was highly reviewed. They said it was a short campaign, but they said the review I read or watched as video review said this was the Call of Duty campaign that uses the gun the least. Because it's set during the Cold War, there's a lot of espionage missions where you'll be using spy tech, binoculars, doing reconnaissance.
Oh, that's what was so fun about the first Black
Ops. Yeah, they say that you'll be doing some undercover missions and maybe you'll have to like infiltrate the KGB and you could pull out a gun and shoot guys or you can like poison their coffee and stuff. So I haven't played the campaign, but I'm excited to try it out because it sounds like they're going to do something a little different. Zombies I don't care about. I do like multiplayer, but I feel like that's more of the same. But you get a free edition of, what is it, Warzone, which is kind of like the Fortnite PUBG version of Call of Duty.
That was their last
one. So it's PS5. There's like five different versions of this game, you know, that you can play. Zombies, multiplayer, Warzone, single player campaign. It looks great. My expectations are super low, and I hope I enjoy it.
That's cool.
So there you go.
We're all reaching data caps on our ISPs.
So that's never happened to me, and I did. Installing all this PS4 stuff and just I was downloading so much this month, and then it was like, you're like 75% there, just so you know.
Yikes.
And then I looked, and it's like, well, the billing cycle ends today, so I'll download it tomorrow. Right. You know, like, whatever. Woke up the next day, they were like, oh, in the final hours, you did go over, and there are hefty fines, I hope you know. And I mean, they gave me this whole, I've gotten like 100 emails about it, and then the last email I got was, but in these trying times, we're waiving the fees.
That's good.
So it's like, you were just trying to scare me to not
do
it.
Can I say something? I'm going to get personal here, but I think this is funny.
Yeah.
Do it.
I moved recently, into a new house. Have to get the water turned on in my new house. The landlord told me, hey, put the water in your name by the 10th or something like that.
Okay.
I didn't do it. Life gets in the... PlayStation came out. What do you expect? But I realized, fuck, I never did that. Fuck. So I called up the water company and I got a recording and it was like, if this is about your bill... we're not going to turn off anybody's water during COVID, during these trying times.
Oh.
You know, we're the water company. We just encourage you to pay what you can.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, do your best.
You have to.
And if you have more questions, call back during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. Click, and it hung up on me. I was like, yo, I think I could get that second PS5 game now.
Oh, my God, bro.
Just
want to let everybody up there know on some cool secrets I found out about.
Tip. That's exactly what I thought. With my internet thing, I was like, well, I just bought another game. You know, I thought I was paying all this extra. Nope. God. Yeah.
Full disclosure, I'm going to pay for my fucking water bill, okay? You make a joke on this podcast, everybody thinks you're a scumbag.
Take an extra long shower tonight, though.
I'm going to pay for all the water I use. Don't worry. I'm not stealing anybody's water, okay?
It fucking rains.
I pay for what I use. Don't worry.
I have been getting a lot of emails, though, about my internet, too. They're, like, yelling at me about it, which is crazy. I mean, at any given time during the weekday, there's, like, legitimately 5 Zooms going on at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's going fucking nuts. Like, what do you want from me?
I'm in the worst fucking situation because an average game download is, like, 66 gigs now. I have a 100 gig cap a month.
Oh, my God. Oh,
DSL's highest cap is 100 gigs. And I'm like, you guys have to open this. Like, one Call of Duty update would wipe my month out. And they're like,
it takes a month to download 100 gigs.
Yeah, yeah, right?
That's true.
That's why I come here.
Kevin's got a good point.
But I get that notice, and I get about 2 extra $10 charges a month because I have to buy another 50 gigs.
I cannot believe you're still in this fucking nightmare gear.
What am I gonna do? 5G isn't fluid
yet. It's coming, like, though. It just got real. Verizon told me that.
I'm ready for 6G at this point. I've been waiting for so long.
Give it to me.
Trump won 6G. You hear about that?
I did hear about that.
Let's not get political.
He said it. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying. I mean, there was a thing where he said it, and I thought it was funny. Hey, I want to real quick thank our sponsors.
Hey, I want to pause for a second and just thank our sponsor once again, Squarespace.com. Squarespace.com is your all-in-one platform for building websites and online stores to using marketing tools and analytics. Also, there's no plugins necessary with Squarespace.com. They've been publishing websites for over a decade, and they have all the best known practices for search engine optimization without the need for additional plugins or, you know, anything like that. I would say check it out for yourself. And when you're ready to launch your own website, go to squarespace.com/mega64 and you will actually get 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Squarespace.com/mega64, 10% off their rad services. We can't thank them enough for being a great sponsor. Now back to the show.
But very quickly, it won't be long.
Yeah, keep
Who
it
is
short.
It this week?
Shop.mega64.com. Oh, what a site. What a place to order and to purchase. Mm. You can do it all as long as it's one of those things. And we have things for you. Just this last week, we've restocked two of our hottest items ever.
Sexy.
That's right. The Death is Certain shirt.
Ooh.
People have been clamoring for that, blowing up on Instagram, all the socials, as they call them, and the 64 face mask. Mm. You know you're going to need a mask. We got the best ones. Ask anybody who has gotten one.
And
they're not going to lie to you.
This is not a pre-order.
Yeah.
This is an order.
Yeah.
Well, we got them.
So order it. We'll get out to you ASAP.
Yeah.
And then, dude.
Unless you get on my bad books.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Don't get those
bad
books.
Bad side.
Then I'm just not going to send you one no matter what.
If you, I'm telling you right now, we see you tweeting at Derek. We see you calling him anti-vaxxer.
You talk shit.
You're out.
You talk shit.
Well,
I already
reference.
Cleared that up. I'm not anti-vaxxer. You take it first. That's all I'm saying.
Big Pharma got to
I'll take
him.
It first.
Big
Shoot
Pharma got to him.
You
guys.
Say it's
Give
good,
it to me.
I'm taking it. I'll take any vaccine that somebody else has taken. That's my... If that's
I'm going to watch Kevin and go, oh, is he mutating? No? Okay, we're good.
Exactly.
That's it. That's it.
That's it.
You're not an anti-vaxxer. You're a delayed vaxxer.
And
thank you,
I'm
Pfizer.
A smart vaxxer.
Smart vaxxer.
You're going to call me anti-vax. I'm the smart guy.
Brought to
anyway.
You by Procter & Gamble.
Anyway, we're not sponsored by Big Pharma. We're sponsored by...
Little Pharma.
Shop.mega64.com. And we always have a 64-hour special every week. Shirt that's up for 64 hours, then it's gone. We had some leftover stock of a previous part of a series here. Mm-hmm. The American Badass shirt that's available tonight, but we just have a few of each size because, again, it's just overstock. So they're first come, first serve. Get one if you can.
The last chance
tonight.
Garrett, was your mom happy to get that shirt?
Yeah, she's stoked.
I think I guess all of us can answer that question, but my mom was like, for all the accomplishments we've ever done, that was the one where it's like, oh, wow.
Moms love picture day.
It's a picture that I took and it's on a shirt. How about that? You know, love that. Love that shit. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so thank you. And check out patreon.com/mega64 for a lot of great extra stuff. This week, I have been uploading all of the presentations that we've done commentaries on, such as the Apple keynotes that have happened.
Yeah.
I've dug up some old E3 presentations. These are all things that we are not able to put on YouTube because of their rules and stuff like that. They just get struck down. So we have safely hid them behind the walls between fair use and Patreon. And they're back here where they cannot be found except for you. So check out patreon.com/mega64. And we did a movie club on the Sixth Sense. We did all kinds of stuff. It's all there.
We did a movie club on the Sixth Sense, but the episode after that, I have been thinking about since we did it.
Oh, yeah?
I think it might be the funniest movie club we've
ever...
It's the shortest movie club we've ever done. It's the best movie club we've ever done.
Actually,
it's so fucking funny.
It's for the shortest movie, but I think the episode actually went kind of long.
We just had so much to say.
I think the episode is as long as the movie.
Well, that's
great. I actually think that.
Wow. It was so I mean, should we even say what it is?
I mean, it's in the movie.
They probably
club.
Know now.
Yeah, they know.
But
then I'm just going to say it right now. In case you don't know, we tackle the classic Michael Jackson's Ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went there.
An often forgotten 40-minute ghostly musical thing.
Michael Jackson like revenge fantasy would be the best way to describe it, I think. Yeah,
So we do a whole deep dive on that. You should definitely check that out.
Something.
We got a personal connection.
Subscribe to the Patreon. Check out these movie club episodes. They're great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... I mentioned this before. I did get to play with the new Xbox a little bit.
Mm.
They have a thing. Okay, so Spider-Man they did something controversial. They changed Peter Parker's head.
Right.
Out of nowhere, it doesn't look like he used
but
to.
But nobody cared, though.
Yeah, nobody cared. Nobody had anything to say about it. Did you even notice? Anyone out there? Did you notice? So they changed his head. It's not like that's like a game-breaking thing. That made me so mad.
Rocco.
It's not even that, like, I can't look at him the way he is. It's nothing. There's nothing even, like, totally. Well, it's more just this Spider-Man game won all the awards and got, like, Game of the Year when it came out. Was that not good enough? Like, I just, like, no. His head's messed up. We got to fix that. Like, I just don't get it.
It's Disney.
And I will say, from a creative standpoint, he's like in this Miles Morales thing, he's giving tips to Miles and he looks younger than Miles. I don't understand why that needed to be done.
It's the next generation. We can learn from the Zoomers.
Yeah.
Is it Disney meddling? Because that's what it sounds like to me.
I don't think it is.
They own Fox.
I think Sony has their own
thing,
but I don't know. I'm not sure.
You know, Johnny has an even more minuscule complaint about a change in a classic video game. Don't you?
Yeah. Oh, Demon Souls review?
They changed sticky white stuff.
Are you going to put your camera on?
Oh.
I mean, you could watch me while you talk.
Yeah. Where's the button? Oh, there it is. They changed the sticky white stuff in Demon Souls to sticky white slime.
Well, that sucks.
Backstory for people who don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
There is an item you can find in Demon Souls called sticky white stuff, and you use it to fight the spider. And
they changed the name of this item to sticky white slime, and Johnny's been complaining about it all day.
See, I was nervous it was going to be, because I would have been on your side if it was like, oh, now it's sticky blue stuff. I would have hated that. But these are very similar things, right? I mean, are these not in the ballpark?
Yeah, but it was clearly...
Because before it was left open, it could have been semen.
Yeah, made it open to interpretation.
But now it's less likely to be semen.
Why?
Okay. It's obviously not.
Why slime could be semen?
I just, the fact that they changed it at all makes me think that, like, there was an issue.
Yeah.
Right?
I know what you mean.
That's what upsets me.
I know what you mean. And Johnny, similar to the Peter Parker thing, again, it's not like even that wrecks the game, but I'm just sitting there like, you had Game of the Year. What was not good enough about this to you? Like, why the effort for this?
It does seem like a lot of work. I don't mind at all. I don't care
the
at
head.
All.
Oh, wow.
Don't care.
You know what,
And you know what? I just feel like this is me. I get mad about so many things in real life that when I'm doing this, this is like, I don't give a fuck about
it. I'm not mad about it like a real world issue.
I understand.
I'm playing a game and it's like, what, you had it. Why are we doing this?
But
I'll
tell you.
It's Star Wars Special Edition. It's, they make him say McClunky.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't ruin the movie, but what the fuck are we doing?
By the way, what is this? I'm going to save this for the after show, maybe, if we get into it, but I want to talk about Star Wars at fucking length.
Oh, my
God. You will indulge me, because I read something earlier this week that kind of contextualized all of the new movies, and I found it fascinating, and I just wanted to go over what I read with you guys.
Okay.
McClunky.
Stick around for the after show. We're going to talk the new Star Wars films. I insist on it. You just reminded me.
Okay.
Well, there was a reason I brought up them changing his head, but now I can't remember what
it was. Let me go back to the head real quick. I'm sorry. You're saying, Rocco. Well,
I know what
you're saying about the head, but I'm telling you, like, all four of my kids are so amped. It looks like Tom Holland now. And I know that's not what you want to hear.
Rocco, you don't like a new game with him in it.
Yeah.
I know.
Somebody had a meeting. You had Game of the Year, but that wasn't enough. Somebody had a meeting about what was wrong with that head.
And we think it was, I think it was Disney going, he's got to look like the movies. We'll tie all our products together. And they
could,
you know.
Do that for Avengers?
Yeah, the Avengers game came out and they don't look like them. I mean, a little bit, maybe. Maybe that was enough.
But it doesn't look exactly like Tom Holland.
No, it really doesn't. It doesn't.
Either do it or don't. I know what you're saying. Like, you're not wrong.
It just bums me out. That was a different incarnation of the character that I liked better. And he's got to be like the other one. All right.
Why not like a DLC head?
Make
it an option.
This is why. Okay, now you reminded me why I brought it up. Is Gears of War got an update on the Xbox? And they did a good job with it. Like, they made that game. What blows my mind is the new Xbox did not have a launch game. Like, straight up.
Wow.
Halo was their game, and then that got
not ready
so bad, and it was like, well.
So what are they?
It launched with nothing. I mean, they have some third-party games, just like Sony does.
Okay, yeah.
But there wasn't a first-party
thing. Is that why their advertising is like, Earth waited for Master Chief. You can wait for him. Because there's no fucking game to play on the new system?
That's crazy.
I haven't seen that. But, so they updated Gears of War, the last one that came out fairly recently. They updated that to be kind of the shining bastion of the new Xbox, where it's like, yo, this is in 4K. In multiplayer, you could even go up to 120 frames a second. You could, I mean, it's really impressive. And I've seen it. It looks really good. They did a really good job. Like, everything Xbox did in terms of upgrading everything, they did a very solid job. I give them a lot of credit. But what I think is fun is they added in this update, Marcus Fenix, the character Marcus Fenix, is now played by Batista. Yeah, he wanted to play this role when we were going to do a Gears of War movie. He never got the chance. So he's going to play the role in the game now. So they changed this game character to a real life actor.
Sure.
And they don't look that far from each other. So it's not a huge leap, but you can flip between them. You don't have to, you know, it's like you could do that, but you could also like, no, flip it back. And it's there. And that's what I guess is disappointing about Spider-Man to me. If you want to have a default to that, fine. But I in a game that's so customizable, it's like, why can't you just pop that back? I don't know. That's just weird to me. Mm. So anyway, that was one. I'll give Microsoft a point
on
that.
Is it just Marcus or can Dom become like Randy Orton?
Dom can, you're not going to see much of Dom in this game, but this you can make, who's another character in Gears of War, man? I don't know. You can turn JD into JD from Howard Stern.
Oh, the badass. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. My quest for finding next gen games was so close to getting Gears Tactics, and I walked into the store like, do you have... fucking Xbox exclusive. Never mind.
And how did that happen? You just heard it was a good game or something, or what?
I think I Googled an article which was like best next gen launch titles and didn't realize. Actually, I Googled best PS5 launch titles, but didn't realize it was a all inclusive like next gen article.
Yeah.
So they were pulling from Xbox and PlayStation.
Yeah.
And that's I just funny. Didn't realize, like, Gears of War is Xbox exclusive.
So
stupid mistake.
I mean, obviously the news has been Microsoft and Sony this past week, obviously. Mm-hmm. What does Nintendo do now? Like, they've got nothing for holiday, as far as I'm aware.
Let's not count them out. They did release new hardware this week, too. We got Mario Game & Watch.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing Mario Brothers 1 and a game where you catch a ball.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I haven't had time for PS5.
Ball game is fun.
Like Nintendo might, at this point, be dodging the cycle.
Yeah, they
definitely
are.
Xbox and PlayStation comes out. They come out 2 years later. Yep. Xbox and PlayStation is sold out. People are going to be buying Switch games for their kids for Christmas.
Yeah, and the Switch is thriving so well right now. I don't think they see a huge reason to like, oh, new hardware, we got to do it now. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I think they are sitting pretty right now. And yeah, I think you'll see, I do think in the next year, you'll see like, you know, a Switch Pro. Like, hey, if you want to get a fancier Switch, here it is. But otherwise, it's staying the Switch.
If Nintendo's next console is not a portable as well,
yeah,
I'm going to be devastated because
I think
that
they're in on that
so much. What's that?
I think that's it. Like,
it's going to do that
like
forever?
Those were two huge businesses for them and they found a way to unite them.
Yeah.
I can't see them going like, cool, well, we're done with that pillar of it. You know, like,
sure.
Yeah.
I think this is the thing.
I hope so. Cause I honestly wanted to play some PS5 games, but they're watching things on the TV and it's like, oh, I wish I could have had this.
This is what I predict.
Hmm.
You had the Switch.
Mm.
Next, you'll have the split.
Oh.
It'll be two consoles in one.
Oh.
But one is portable, and the other isn't.
Okay.
But when you combine them, it's even better than any of them individually.
Oh,
you know, it'll be like some VR helmet with haptic feedback down your spine or some shit, but then you can just pop the Game Boy out and take it with you.
I say they're going to go with the Switch U, and it's going to be a flop.
Switch U.
not gonna sell well.
Derek, that is honestly what you just said is kind of what before they debuted PS5.
Yeah,
that was kind of what I was hoping it was gonna be. Like I'm very happy. You know, for the start, whatever with the PS5 and the new Xbox is cool too.
You thought it would integrate VR somehow?
No. What you were saying about
a portable,
like you have a home base unit that is super powerful, powerful processing, all this stuff for 4K gaming, but maybe you take a portable thing away from it where you play like a dumbed down version of that game. That's what I was kind of hoping, because I remember Sony saying at one point, like, we're watching what the Switch is doing. We're looking at that. They've said that a couple times. Like, we're seeing what Nintendo's doing. I was kind of hoping they would do something like that.
I think their answer to that was the remote play feature.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that you could use it.
It's not portable, but it's remote.
But I've witnessed Kevin logged in on one of our office computers and was playing Phantom Pain from home on his computer. It worked.
Yeah.
It wasn't perfect, but you know, it was cool. It won't work for every game. He wasn't playing.
Yeah,
you know,
so that's
Street
step
Fighter
one. That's the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is kind of cool. You can set that up on your PS4 now. I have a PS4. I moved my PS4 Pro into my bedroom.
Right.
And I can remote play stuff from the living room PS5.
Yeah. So how does that this was already work? Built does in. The PS5 stream cool. it to the PS4?
Yep.
Yeah.
Streams the light Netflix.
Over your Wi-Fi.
Shit, man. And it takes a bump down in visual quality?
Yeah, I mean, it's not as crisp. You know, you're playing a stream, obviously. But it still looks good. I mean, it's not like unbearable.
And for something like a fighting game, you're going to have lag on your inputs. Yeah.
But
so.
It has to be a PS4 game.
No.
You can play your
anything
PS5.
Anything on that system. You could stream it to your PS4.
You could stream a PS5 game to your PS4?
Yeah.
You
watch because, that's awesome. Because it's not processing it. All it's doing is streaming video. You know what I mean? Your PS5 is the one processing it.
Shit, that's cool.
So
you,
I could,
you can do it.
Okay, so wait a minute. So
Demon Souls, baby.
So I put my PS4 in the garage, in my garage. Mm-hmm. I could stream Astrobots. With my PS4.
Yeah.
So I could do like my own stream with the Miles Morales on my PS4 in my garage.
That would work?
That I don't know, because when you go into the streaming on the PS4 software.
He's streaming from a PC.
Oh, from a PC, you're capturing it. Oh, yeah then that
you
would
could,
work.
But it's just a question of like, will all that traffic, will that affect the latency of the game?
Yeah,
you know?
Okay. A lot for your Wi-Fi signal.
I think that works really well for like RPG, you know, turn-based or something where timing doesn't matter. But something like Spider-Man, I don't know. I haven't tried it.
I'm going to try it. Hey,
yeah.
That'd be cool. The stream is going to be called an experiment. We're just going to fucking go for
it. Give it a shot.
Yeah, why not?
I'm
curious to see. Oh, what were you going to say?
Oh, no. I was just going to bring it back to Nintendo, what we were saying about that. But
We're on PS5, I think. Everyone's kind of looking for like, all right, launch games are out, but like, what's the next game that's going to be released that people are excited about? Because I have a hard time with that.
I don't think it's been announced yet.
Yakuza 7 is actually getting a PS5 version in like March.
Yeah, I'm
that's
stoked
the
for that.
First thing that I'm
like a dragon.
For.
Yeah,
I'm excited for the Horizon Zero Dawn sequel.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's cool.
When is that? I thought they said holiday, but maybe I'm off on that. I thought it's
not this year, maybe next year.
It might be 2021.
Oh, really?
Holiday.
Yeah.
Oh.
But Garrett, I'm surprised you haven't mentioned Resident Evil 8 is coming out early next
year. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's January?
I'm super stoked for that.
Okay, so that's a PS5.
I don't know if it's
game.
January. I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Early next year.
I'm going to look it up.
Well, I guess Like a Dragon and Resident Evil 8 The Village. The other one I was kind of interested in, but it's like not going to be a PS5 disc, is Cyberpunk if it ever comes out. Because I'm excited to play the Cyberpunk game, but it's going to be a PS4 game, you know, that I'm playing on a PS5.
Yeah, but am I crazy? I thought it was getting some upgrades. Like, when you pop it into the new systems, it...
I just want the
cart... Do you guys know anything about
that? I want the disc and the carton to be PS5.
Can I let you down easy?
What's that?
That game is going to be so boring.
No. That's
that
what happened to me with Deus Ex.
That game is going to be so bad.
That's really
it's
going to
look really pretty. Hey. It's going to look... fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Hey, we did call the multiple delays, and it was delayed again.
Yeah. Makes the video even better.
But in that video, we also said it wasn't that great. Now, there's a lot of great people working on that game, a lot of great people at the team, CD Projekt Red. Shout out, you guys. But our video may have damned you. I'm sticking with it. I think it's going to be just...
I
don't know.
Keep getting flashbacks of Mafia 3.
Yeah.
Which was like this open world game, it was set in the 60s, it's going to be great. And I got it, and it was like an hour
with
it. And then I was like, this is so fucking boring. Holy shit, it's like the same thing. every mission is the same thing over and over.
Is that going to be on PS5? Do we ever talk about that?
What? Cyberpunk?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So it, far...
It's coming out for the... No, for the previous consoles.
Yeah.
But I had heard... I thought I had heard that there's a... You get something when you pop it into the new systems, like it you get an upgrade.
Okay,
sure.
So
I mean, I popped in. I popped in Last of Us 2, and it looks great on the PS5, but right, it's not a PS5 packaging. Like right. If I'm buying a new game
that's
now,
me. Yes,
I want the package to say PS5 on it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And Garrett, once I get, I'm with you. Once I get the new console, I find it extremely hard to buy a PS4 game, and I know that's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh no, I'm past this now. We've moved on.
If we're gonna keep delaying Cyberpunk, well, fuck it, delay it even more and make it a PS5 game at this point.
With Bugsnax, there is a physical retail version.
Really?
And they did it with both. It's like, there's a PS4 case and a PS5 case. See, and I think it's the same either way, whatever you pop it into.
Interesting.
But I could not. If someone gave me as a gift the one that said PS4 on it, I'd still be like,
right.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that crazy? Rare one. That's right. Going to be the collectible version.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point.
Little Big Planet, Sackboy's Big Day, or whatever it's called.
I think it's Sackboy's Giant Cock.
I think that is the term.
Sackboy's Big Package.
That is it.
Sackage.
That is the same thing. There's a PS4 and a PS5 version, but I don't know anyone who's getting that.
No.
My brother got it.
Did he?
And was telling me he was really enjoying it. Yeah.
I already got a free platformer. I don't want another platformer.
Yeah. Astrobots
is enough.
Yeah.
I agree. Free. I think it's a really fun game and it's free. Like, there you go. But I have never been that into Little Big Planet or the Sackboy or
Sackman Begins. And I always felt like I would. Oh, I love level creation games and. That one has such a high level of control, I'm right there with you. Like, why? What? There's something. I feel like those games are almost too much. Too much going on, too many options. It's a platformer, but there's like three levels of depth or, you know.
I played the first one and I ran into caps in my level creation where it was like, oh. I've filled this stage. Like, I can't place any more
items. Yeah, I heard that from a lot of people.
I fucking thought we were past this. This is like PS3 level processing. Like, I can't build a bigger environment. So, I really fell off, and I've never played them. My girlfriend loves them, but it's the multiplayer aspect of it.
It's
couch co-op in those games is really fun for a lot of people, but not me.
Everything you just said is what I've heard from a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I'm planning this whole big thing. Oh, I can't build anymore. Oh, okay.
So,
Derek, you'd probably like Dreams.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, that might be too much.
I got Dreams, the same thing. It's too much.
Yeah.
Too open. But I loved for about a week playing all the stuff people created in Dreams. Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
You know, I was thinking today about how so many people are loyal to the next generation based on the generation they had before it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if you have all these PS4 games, you're probably going to get a PS5 because you can play all that shit on the new one.
Sure. Right.
And if you stuck with Xbox, you're probably going to go with the new Xbox because it continues your account.
Mm-hmm.
I was Xbox 360, and then when the next generation came, I switched to PS4.
I was the same exact thing.
And I was just thinking today, like, man, that must have been one of the biggest, like, shooting in the foot for a company ever. How they bungled the release of that Xbox with all of that extra mumbo jumbo with the Kinect, and it always has to be online and this and that.
And all of that, and me and my brother were talking about this, on top of everything you just said, Derek.
Yeah.
People forget this, that they spent a lot of time when they debuted that Xbox talking about cable.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to add. The focus wasn't on video games. It was about HDR. All these services and television.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's about recording TV.
I didn't expect this to be a lifelong commitment to Sony at the time. I just thought, like, you know, I'm not going to fuck with that. I'm going to get the other one.
Right.
But here we are all these years later, and now it's the next generation. It's like, I'm locked in because I have all this shit from PS4 that I want to bring over.
Yeah. Right.
That was that moment had such huge ramifications, and who knew at the time?
It really was. And before that, I had both Xbox and Sony. I would like always get both.
Yeah.
And then I missed the Xbox One because I was so like turned off by the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I realized I didn't miss it. And like the exclusive games they had, I was like, I can live without these games. I don't give a fuck.
There was one game.
Which was
it? It was like the Dead Rising.
Yeah, Dead Rising 3.
Or 3. Yeah. Yeah. That was like, I'll live. I won't play it.
I'll live. And now, you're right, Derek. Now it's just like, it's over.
Don't care.
Yesterday, I was talking to Beckett about exactly this, and he got like, what's console wars? I'm like, oh, get ready, because I have a lot to say. And
well, we got
started
some
like back at the beginning, and like he was like loving this conversation.
You gotta show him Gamer Wars, the Gamer Wars trilogy.
I should show him Gamer
Catch
Wars.
Catch him up to speed.
Oh my gosh, should.
I got a 360 the day it came out. Well, we had a whole stunt plan for that, and I'm gonna get into it, but I got one for myself the day it came out, and it was very cool. Very impressive what they did specifically with online.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Online done better than ever.
Yeah.
So it was a very cool system. But when that PS3 showed up, like, what was that? A year later. Mm-hmm. It was like, yo, I'm PlayStation loyal. This is so cool. And it didn't have games for a year or two before there was anything really worth getting it for. But the system was so deluxe and well done. I was PlayStation loyal through all of it. Even when it wasn't maybe the most robust platform, but it paid off in spades because when Rock Band came out, I got it on, I was the only one I knew who got it on PlayStation. And then when the new systems came out, it's like, oh, I can't move everything to PS4 because I got it on 360. That was everyone I knew. They couldn't do it. I was the only one I knew that was like, I can port all my songs, which ended up being a curse in disguise because you had to manually do each individual song, and I had like 820.
Yeah, that's where I said nope.
Can you bring those over to PS5 now?
Yeah,
technically.
I know somebody who this whole weekend has been working on that.
Wow.
And they got it. Yeah, there's. I think there was a weird issue with, because there was an export you can get, like you pop in the Rock Band 2 disc and it like exports those songs or something like that. And that was acting weird on the PS5, I think. Other than that, I think it all worked.
I was playing Beatles Rock Band on Xbox 360 today.
Oh, no kidding.
I told my kids, like, any game you want to play, thinking we'd be playing Miles Morales, and no, we played the 360.
I miss Beatles Rock Band. I don't have any way. I lost all those instruments. Yeah. I still have the disc, but I mean, I could track the instruments down.
That's the thing. It's so hard, Derek, because I'm missing a guitar. I don't know where it went.
Yeah.
And I've been like on like a search looking for it, and it's like, oh, they're like $100 now. Like, fuck that.
You can
like,
play you know here. There'll be thousands in the future.
I guess.
You can play here, Derek. We have everything set up upstairs.
I think I have all of them.
Yeah, but you know, I want it in my house, you know, the golden, the good old days, the golden era.
Exactly. And that's the thing is like, we have guitars here, but they're all for PlayStation. I don't have an Xbox.
I have still in my closet in perfect shape the Paul McCartney Hofner bass that came with the full set. Oh, so I'm going to be playing.
Same here, baby.
Yeah.
Johnny, when you edit this, give me the Paul McCartney Hofner bass. Yesterday.
We have one
I think, honestly.
We just got copyright claimed on
Twitch. The Beatles Rock Band.
Yeah,
that might be the game I feel most nostalgic for of all time.
Yeah. No kidding.
You talk about that bass, and I just feel like I had that thing. I might still have it somewhere, but if I don't, like, I'll never be able to get that thing back.
right.
And I fucking loved that game.
Me too.
Like, I played the shit out of that. That's one of, like, my top 10, top 5 games. I wouldn't consider it, like, top 5 if you ask me, but when we talk about Beatles Rock Band, I think of all the like social moments I had. That was probably the most social video game I ever played.
Sure. I completely agree.
I go to parties with people who fucking hate me. Oh, nerds, video games. And then we're playing Rock Band. They're like, oh, can I sing?
Yeah.
You know, and it's
totally.
I have so many good memories and.
Yeah.
And it's gone. Can't play that. Can't go back to that.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Derek, is like, if you're asking me what games I'm most nostalgic for, I mean, I get nostalgic, I guess, playing like Mario 2, but at any moment I can turn on the Switch and I've got it, you know, all that. It definitely adds a layer to it that Rock Band is like a degree away from, can I even play
it? It's one of those, you can't go back to your childhood home anymore because they knocked it down.
Yeah.
And it's and like, I have good memories.
I mean, honestly, only reason I'm playing it now is because my brother-in-law, shout out Shane, he's like, hey, want my 360? And he's gave me, and it was like, it was the one that had like, there's 5 USB ports on it, so I can plug all the instruments in.
Yeah.
It's like a newer one, and it's I'm so
an elite.
I seriously turned it on, and that menu came on, and that opening menu was so well done.
Yeah,
I just got
so
goosebumps.
Well,
like, oh, I can't believe I'm gonna do this again. It was super exciting.
Yeah,
it's the best.
Yeah, that really was a special time, and I mean, we've brought it up a million times. I'll do it again. Anytime we have a big day of filming, I will bring it up, or Kevin will bring it up.
Yeah.
But one of the most legendary days of filming was when we had like one last shot to do for version 3. And it was just Kevin pointing a gun at us in a hallway and we push him down the stairs. That's it. That's all we had to do. We could be done in like 15 minutes. And we were at my house until it was dark playing Beatles Rock Band. One more song. One more song. One more song.
Yeah, that sounds like
we have time to do it. Yeah, one more song. One more song. Right. And then it was like, guys, stop. We have to stop. We can't do this anymore. We have to film this thing right now. And Derek said, okay, one more song. Is everyone cool with that? And then we'll actually quit. Yeah. And he puts on the fucking Abbey Road medley. I think he played She's So Heavy and then one more song. And then it was the Abbey Road medley. It was like, yeah, this is like 25 minutes. Cool. All right, here we go. You know, it was so much fun. But that's why it's very dark in that scene. It got late.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I look back on that too. I wish Rock Band would have another
resurgence.
Yeah, I wish they would just give me a new set of instruments for PS5 and let me cut loose. I would love to revisit that.
I don't give a fuck. Rock Band Imagine Dragons edition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rock Band.
Whatever it takes.
What's the
Three Doors Down?
What's the shittiest band on earth right now?
Well, they made Aerosmith.
Rock Band 100 Gex edition. Whatever. Johnny's chuckling up there. Bring it back, you know. You know they did like Rock Band, Aerosmith, Rock Band, yeah. Green Day, and that was the death of it.
Yeah,
I would love for that to. I would buy Rock Band, Aerosmith today. Fuck it, dude. If it came with a guitar, I'd buy it.
Guitar Hero Metallica was like one of the best releases,
dude.
That was fucking
I should get
fantastic.
That.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, is it the whole game or just the guitar? Is it
no, it's a game. There's a game. There's software.
No, I know.
Does it come with peripheral instruments? Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry. What I meant to say is it a game that you just play the guitar on, or can you sing
everything.
And play drums too?
Sing drums. Oh, at that point, Rock Band
had a full band thing. By that point,
yeah. At that point, Rock Band and Guitar Hero were doing all.
Yeah, they were all the same thing.
Okay. They were always pretty head to head with the company.
Rock Band Metallica.
Yeah. No,
it's Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero Metallica.
I should check
it
out.
Its tracklist though is intense because it's all Metallica songs, but then. Like inspired by, so you got a bunch of Sam Hain and
was
you have
that,
like old metal.
What generate was that PS4?
That was PS3 and Xbox 360.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, you got John, AC/DC. You might think it's fun, but you won't like the music. It's not good.
I wasn't into Metallica back then, and I got into Metallica a little bit since then.
Yeah. Okay,
more just like thrash metal in general. I wasn't into back. It's so funny because I wasn't into rock and roll. Heavy metal, anything before Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero introduced me to Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath Iron Maiden and Danzig.
Yeah.
That's
I didn't
crazy.
Listen to any of that stuff before Guitar Hero.
I found it. I found it on Amazon for $145 for Guitar Hero.
Just a copy of it?
Just a copy
for
of it. 360? No instruments, just the game.
For 360?
For 360.
Yeah, they didn't make
$145. I'll pass.
I think I've seen that in bargain bins for like a dollar.
Sure, you have.
Book off, dude.
Don't look on Amazon. You find like Sackboy for $500.
Yeah, go to eBay. eBay? eBay?
Oh, yeah.
eBay.
eBay or just use game store.
Sean, you'll be able to find that game for a buck, I swear.
We got Luna here in San Diego. We should hit him up.
Yeah, that's true.
But, what was I just going to say? Oh, yeah, I was introduced to a lot of that music, too, Derek. I remember, I was never around Black Sabbath and all that growing up. And so those games were a big door opener for me. But I did grow up with the Beatles. I heard the Beatles my whole life. My family was way into them. But it was the release of that game at the same time they remastered all the old albums.
Yeah.
You know, and they like put it kind of, you know, they hit all the music services and all that stuff around the same time. And so that game coming out did inspire me to like, I'm going to go listen to all their albums like in a row, not just random songs in the background. Like I want to listen to them all in a row. So, and that was a very special time. You know, not only socially with the game, but then embracing the music like that. It was a lot of fun.
I was telling the kids, it's like, you know, I have a daughter named Lennon. That is because of Beatles Rock Band. Because I knew of the Beatles, knew a couple songs. That was it.
You know who John Lennon was.
I knew he was, sure. Yeah. I didn't really, whatever. Play that game a shitload. Jenny has always loved the Beatles. She's like Rocco, grew up with the Beatles, whatever. But when she suggested it, I thought about it, but as before, I've been like, no, I don't even know who cares about John Lennon. But then I was so into it, I was like, all right, I like Lennon. And then we moved on from there. But like, I think that is what really opened the door for me.
Wow.
And I was even like, songs like Twist and Shout.
Yeah.
Like, we played it, I'm like, this is a Beatles song? Like, I've heard the song, I didn't know it.
Wow.
That game really deepened my knowledge.
What's your next
of
kid's name going to be? Fucking Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah.
Sackboy.
Sackboy.
Sackboy, even if it's a girl.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Sackboy.
I'm sorry.
Sackboy. Sackboy
that's
Chatfield.
A reference, by the way, to that show Eastbound and Down, because yeah, there's a scene where they're like, this is our daughter Rose, we named her after Marie's favorite movie, Titanic. Oh, cool. What's that kid's name? Fucking Shrek.
Underappreciated show.
Was that the same episode where he was like, yeah, Blu-ray, good for his fucking eyes?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Anyway.
You bought a one-year-old a PlayStation 3?
Yeah, that's what it was. But yeah, I really do miss all that. But yeah, what a great gateway to all that stuff. And so many kids discovered that through those games. And yeah, I really want Rockman to come back. I hope that they can...
I follow Harmonix on Twitter just on the off chance.
Yeah,
they would have to
a generation, like once.
Yeah, I agree. Generation. Yeah, what's that?
It would have to be some type of new game, and I know that Harmonix went on to do apps and other things that used like music in your phone's library, mm-hmm. which was a really novel idea and a way to make a music game with your own music that you like.
Yeah.
I feel like there would have to be whatever the next Rock Band is. It'd have to be, hey, hook up your streaming service, like whatever your Spotify account is, to the game, and then here's how, you know, we've curated it. I just feel like it'd have to be more of an interactive with the music we're already consuming and streaming.
Well, what would be cool, though, is that if it ever does come out, if something like that does happen...
Yeah.
You know, you have a whole new generation to stream it on Twitch. And
exactly.
And here's how those streams will sound. Check it out.
I wanted to make jokes about Twitch earlier, but
we already
PlayStation
late.
Bit. Yeah.
We didn't hum any copywritten tunes, did we?
You know what though? I honestly was thinking the song "Hey Jude." I didn't. Don't say it. I thought it in my head.
No.
I don't know if they. I don't know if they got me.
You guys are reciting all kinds of lyrics right now. We're probably boned.
Hey, real talk with that though, Derek. I do feel that you did. Do you want the platform to do a Twitch bit?
Twitch has been acting weird this week, and it has the ramifications for us.
Yeah. Yep.
And we're going to make fun of it right now. Fuck them.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready to bite
Twitch.
The hand.
You know what, Twitch? We're about to make fun of your ass, so get ready. Put your diapers on, because you're about to shit.
Wait, can we lose partnership?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shit.
This is going to be worse for us than it is for them.
This is a tightrope, guys.
No, but in all seriousness, though, this week I had to turn off Mega 64 TV.
Yeah.
We had that running 24 hours a day.
And we were one of the first to ever do a 24-hour a day
stream. I'm going to say we were the first.
We were.
Yeah.
The first.
I'm going with it.
Definitely.
And everything on there was stuff we created.
Yeah.
Just for the record, it's all our own content.
Yeah.
But we've been streaming that for about 5 years. And that's not to say it won't come back, but we're going to have to go through everything and make sure
there's no sirens.
There's nothing that will get us in trouble. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go into it too much.
But what is the new rule, generally speaking?
Don't
use
play
it.
Anything that you don't completely own.
I don't own anything.
I mean, but
well, we know that
like
you.
Streaming a game, they're saying, well, check the end user license agreement to see what their policy is. Okay. But there's people playing Persona and turning the music off and they're getting a copyright claim on a siren noise.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, what can we do?
I mean,
yeah,
they'll fix this.
They are going to have to fix it. There was a period in time. People do forget. There was a moment in time where on YouTube, people were like, oh, you could hear a Katy Perry song in the back of my video, and I got my channel taken down.
Yeah.
That's not happening anymore. You know, they might run an ad, or they might do whatever. So things have balanced out with that. I think they will with Twitch. They're owned by Amazon.
Here's
you
the
know?
Thing.
They'll work it out. But
I had a case real quick for people who don't know, and this copyright stuff, a lot of it comes down to audio, mostly.
Yeah.
And it's like algorithms that just check for audio tracks, and then it's not really a person involved. It just automatically triggers. And then your stuff gets flagged and taken down. And it's a big problem. And I guess Twitch amped up their algorithms for tracking these audio, copyrighted audio files.
I think it was actually like the recording industry got more involved. Like, yo, you have all these tools. Yeah, flip this switch.
Yeah.
Like all these things that we could have just ignored before, we're not now.
Right.
And they did it. From what I understand, it wasn't like Twitch did something nasty. It was that they stepped in and made them.
But it's affecting their platform.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. So right now, the answers they're giving are not really answers. It's like...
But what were you going to say?
Yeah, don't play anything. You don't, you know.
DJs are being told
I don't
to
remember. It's fine. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, DJs are being told to completely stop using the platform. When we were first going into lockdown, I would DJ a lot more on our Mega 64 Twitch.
Yeah.
Just because there was, you know, a lot of people at home, time that we were trying to fill here at the studio. Like, what could we do? Like, I could play more music. That seems to be a big thing. That's, like, over.
Yeah.
Because they were set up for it. Twitch was allowing it, and now it's like...
Yeah, they would mute it if you didn't want it. Right. You know, whatever.
The VOD'd go down.
Yeah.
It's owned by Amazon, as you said.
Yeah.
They have more money than ever thought possible.
Yeah.
They will find something
to
make
this
work. And I think that this is just something... It's a temporary hiccup.
Yeah.
Makes it for TV will go back on in a month when they figure this shit out. But for now, it's a bummer. But
do you think this is related to the fact that more people are at home during the pandemic? Twitch viewership is probably going up.
I think so. Yeah, I think you're totally right on about that. I think it became such a pillar of entertainment that these draconian recording industry people went, well, I've been at home all day and look what people are watching. They're DJing.
Well,
they're playing Kesha's album. Well, I'm going to, you know, like to get more involved and the platform's only gotten bigger.
I'm tired of the recording industry. They ruin everything.
Me too.
They
find a way.
They ruin Netflix. They ruin YouTube. Now they ruin fucking Twitch. Fuck the recording industry. I haven't bought a record in fucking years. and they're coming after me.
I wonder why they're struggling. I think that the music industry doesn't know they're fucked, essentially, especially this year.
No, we're fucked.
Well, we are.
Because of them.
That's right. They got it, honestly.
No, it'll change.
You got these old execs who got to retire.
Yep.
And once they do, we'll get this shit figured out. Our generation's got it. Don't worry,
old
people.
New platform, Derek Acosta for 2024. It's illegal to own sounds.
Ooh,
that's,
love it.
Fuck that. You can't own a sound. And it's illegal to own the fucking thought behind a sound.
Nice. Yep.
What is this shit? I can't sing happy birthday? Fuck you. You don't own my voice. I'm fucking president. I sing whatever I want.
Hell yeah. There
we go. More people owning sounds when I'm president.
Yeah.
Okay.
No more. Hey, recording artists, sorry.
Yep.
Billie Eilish, sorry.
No.
Sam.
Do it for the art.
Sam Fisher.
Tom Petty, sorry.
Well, he's
sorry, Tom Petty.
You're freeing these people. It's art expressing itself freely without money attached.
Everyone watching this, use that. Free.
Wow.
Free farts.
Generous.
Ownership.
Generous.
Use that. I'm not going to come after you.
I actually...
Can you do a siren?
You know what? I'm trying to find... There was this genius out there, this computer programmer who, like... somebody will have to find this article. He did something like where he created a MIDI generator and it generated like every possible melody.
Yes.
Yeah. I heard about something about that.
And then he like copywrote them and released the copyright. So he's like, there, now nobody can copyright these songs.
Yeah.
Wow. That guy's a genius.
And a hero.
That's like the other dude who patented the Darkest Black, right?
Oh,
you hear about it? So somebody made Venta Black. So somebody made the pinkest pink, and they're like, okay, anybody can use this except that asshole. This is the world that I want to live in. More people like this.
Why are we owning things? Let's just give it away.
Remember that guy who created this algorithm where he could figure out like to fly? It was cheaper to fly to like with like four layovers, but like I really want to get up on the second layover.
Yeah.
So you buy this ticket for layovers for like $50 instead of like the direct flight. And you save like $500 and the layover, okay, you just take it back and get off your plane.
Yeah.
And then you
fuck it up.
But then they try to stop that real quick. But he released a site that's like, show you how to do it. That guy's a genius too.
That's a real hero.
Yo,
he's a hero.
If you're a person like that, you rule. If you're not a person like that,
you drool.
Yeah.
You suck.
Yep. That's what it boils down to.
Fix that. Start being Robin Hood.
Yeah,
of your community, steal, but then give it away.
How many Robin Hood movies have there been?
Not
a million.
Not enough.
But how many, you know...
Jeff Bezos movies, zero.
Sheriff of Nottingham movies have there been? Because he sucks.
Yep.
Don't be him.
Exactly. No one cares about the sheriff.
King Richard.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, Sean, your favorite Robin Hood movie. Damn all these... Uh-oh. Are we banned?
You did not just sing.
We deserve it because fuck you for doing
you
that.
You did not just sing Jason Derulo.
I always do. Hey, everybody.
What if... Go ahead.
No, what if what?
Now what if we sing the song, but it's all wrong, and therefore is an original song?
The Weird Al technicality. Yes.
Friday night, and I'm in the spot. Do believe me, don't watch.
Hit it.
Yeah, the opposite.
That's great.
I'm good. I'm good. You don't know it.
Yeah. Whoa.
Safe? Am I safe?
Stuck in a good romance, and I'm loving it.
Yeah. Give me a second. Yeah. Good. I didn't do that again.
Oh.
I was respectful to your heart.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Bye, Jude. We'll see you later.
This shit is apples. A-P-P-L-E-S. This shit is apples.
We figured it out.
A-P-P-L-E-S.
We figured it out.
Yeah,
dude.
Fuck you, Twitch.
Father.
Twitch, I told you I was going to fuck your day up. Well, you're welcome.
Do you want to make tea with me?
Yeah. Do you want to feel nothing?
Oh, Father.
Mother. Wait, shit, no.
Oh, Deb.
I want to fuck you like a person.
Oh.
I want to feel your fluffy outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
My whole existence is quite perfect.
Yeah.
You bring me closer to a common man.
Yeah. Hey, I can get behind it.
Always good.
I'm the good guy.
Oh.
Duh.
Good
night.